You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
The tenor of the article was just essentially, the headline was "Skip NFL Cap Complaints. 49ers will pay what it takes to sustain Super Bowl ambitions." So right off the bat, I'm psyched. Like, I'm geeked for this article, because basically what Silver is saying is, like, don't worry about the cap. The 49ers are going to improve. They're going to do what it takes to improve. And, you know, he starts the article by saying, you know, Shanahan and Lynch could reckon with their overtime loss and then just make choices to keep the team together and just, you know, try and run it back. He said, but what's the fun in that? He said, more likely Shanahan and Lynch will fight through their shared trauma, get off the mat, and come out swinging, something that could lead to aggressive moves in the draft and free agency and result in potential trades. So again, right off the bat, I'm like, oh, okay. Mike Silver is saying, like, there's moves moving and shaking afoot in 49er land. And I know you and I kind of talked about it yesterday, and I feel like we kind of talked about it with guarded optimism, but hearing Mike say that it could lead to aggression in the draft, free agency, and result in potential trades, right off the bat, what comes to mind for you?
Well, the trade stuff is interesting to me, because with some of the contracts, I don't know if they have flexibility to do that. If we're talking big names, I'd like to see what else he says in here. But the draft, I absolutely think they will move up or move around or whatever they need to do, especially in the first round. I think if there's a tackle or a pass rusher that they really like, I think I tweeted out today, listen, this defensive line is an issue right now. Armstead's going into his 10th year and in the last year of his deal. Javon Hargrave is 31 years old, and they can get out of the deal after this year. Then you have Bosa. Then who else do you have? You know what I mean? Yeah. So they have to be aggressive there. So that's it. Yeah, I absolutely see it in the draft. I hope they can maneuver things in free agency. They're always, you know, whether it's Hargrave or Ward or whoever, they make moves. And but the trade thing has piqued my interest. What's going to happen there?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, so, you know, he highlights some of the things that Lynch said yesterday at his media availability at the Combine. And Lynch did say, I want to go after it every year. Says, I know that's the way we roll. That's the way we think. Now, at some point, you've got to have some years to take off and you kind of sit on your hands and still try to be creative as to how you improve your team. But we're always about improving our team. And honestly, like, if you look at everything they've done, you can't argue with that, right? Like, they've been one of the more aggressive teams in the NFL during the Shanahan and Lynch era when it comes to trades, when it comes to free agency, when it comes to, you know, bold moves like the Trey Lance move, right? That's a bold move. It didn't work out, but it's still a bold move. And so, you know, it stands to reason that they're not going to lose the Super Bowl and just lick their wounds and try again, right? Like, they're going to be bold. They want to win the Super Bowl. And so I just genuinely, as a fan, appreciate that, because again, it would be easy to just say, hey, look, we've got a bunch of, you know, high-priced veterans on this team, like, you know, we have to keep an eye to the future. But instead of saying things like that, they're saying, look, we're gonna be aggressive. What that looks like, we'll see, but we're gonna be aggressive. And that's kind of what I harped on last episode, was how are you going to get better? And it sounds like they are firmly with an eye on how are we going to get better. And so, you know, Mike says, no, the 49ers probably can't hire Bill Belichick to replace Steve Wilkes or trade for Micah Parsons or draft Marvin Harrison Jr. They're not likely to bring in Chris Jones via free agency if Kansas City standout defensive tackle indeed ends up being free. However, you can bet that Shanahan and Lynch are scheming. Tough decisions might be coming, possibly involving productive players who've had a big role in the franchise's recent run of success, one that has produced four trips to the NFC Championship game and two close Super Bowl losses to the Chiefs in the past five seasons.
So however, the first name I think of when I hear that is Debo, because Ayuk, if he resigns and they said it's a priority, he's going to want to be a focal point, top one, you know, McCaffrey and him or whatever. So that's the first move to me. That's the first name that comes to mind, if they can even do it, because his cap hit is so big this year. But
yeah, Debo's name. And what's interesting is he does bring up some names later in the article, and we'll get there. He goes, he says, a year ago, no one believed the 49ers would be major players in free agency. And then on the first day of legal tampering, right, in quotation marks, they start the league year off by signing Javon Hargrave, which is not anything that was on anybody's radar.
Huge.
And
surprise.
So, yeah, and that was massive. And again, that wasn't on anyone's radar. And so
it wasn't from like Adam Scharner or whoever those guys are.
Adam Schefter with two F's really and Schefter. Two R's.
It was shocking.
Silver says, at the end of Lynch's breakout session, I asked the GM whether a similar out of the blue move or moves might be coming next month. I don't know, he said. It's still very much a fluid thing. Then he laughed some more. He said, normally this would be the point at which I address the legions of naysayers who fret over the potential implications of the salary cap and warn of doom and gloom if too many big contracts are given. It's true that the 49ers can't pay everybody and that they'll probably have big salaries to shed in 2025 because of the way many of the current deals are structured. whatever. For one thing, the cap almost always can be manipulated by teams whose owners and front offices are committed to going after it. And second, the cap is going up like Travis Kelce's Instagram followers last fall. Way to be on the times, Mike Silver. So he says, thus, unless your last name is York, I don't want to hear you complaining about the big money the Niners might spend in the coming months. Sure, there might be tough cap-related decisions to make in 2025, but they'll figure out those issues in 2025. And so he says, that means in theory, the 49ers can keep the band together and find a way to satisfy second team All-Pro wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. And may choose, and because Purdy, the man who delivers the ball to Ayuk, isn't even eligible for an extension until next year, it's all for the taking. And I think that is one of the biggest things that I took away from this is one of the things that I don't think a lot of people are talking about when it comes to the salary cap is, again, this is the last year where you're paying Brock Purdy $900,000. It's the last year you're doing it. So you might as well take advantage of it because it's going to have to be different moving forward. But this year, you're paying your quarterback less than $1 million. This is the year, again, to just push all the chips in and say, we're going for it in 2024. And we might have to take a step back in 25 or in 26 or just 25, whatever. But we still have the means and opportunity to just go all in. And to me, that is more likely than them not going all in. Again, based on just the history of what this regime has done since they've been here. Says, now here's the tricky part. Shanahan and Lynch, who constructed this team meticulously and adeptly, know their roster better than we do. They know their locker room, which players are leaders and integral to the existing chemistry. Most important of all, they have a better sense of which valued players already might be declining, some of them in ways most of us can't necessarily see.
It's the third oldest team in the league. It's true.
And not only that, but I don't think Mike Silver is saying something like that without knowing who those guys are that they're already looking at in terms of declining in ways that we may not see. And to me, that also screams Bill Belichick, right? Bill Belichick was famous for getting rid of guys before they started declining. So was Bill Walsh.
So was Bill Walsh. Yeah.
So was Bill Walsh.
Bill Walsh always said, I don't want to be their friend because I got to cut these guys.